From Washington, this is VOA News. The Iranian government calls for a Friday rally to show hatred for the opposition, and labor unrest spreads throughout Egypt. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. We begin with Iran, where the clerical establishment has called for a major rally in Tehran on Friday. It's to express what it calls its hatred of reformists who organized a day of major anti-government protest earlier this week. In a statement Wednesday, Iran's Islamic Propagation Coordination Council urged Tehran's residents to join the rally after Friday prayers to show anger at what it calls the crimes of seditionist leaders and their rebel allies. Iranian conservative lawmakers have accused reformist leaders Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi of sedition for organizing anti-government protests that drew thousands of people to the streets of Tehran and other cities. Sedition is a crime punishable by death in Iran. You can read more details on this story on our website at voanews.com. We turn our attention now to Egypt, where thousands of workers there are on strike Wednesday. They're demanding better pay and work conditions after anti-government protests that led to former President Hosni Mubarak's resignation. More than 10,000 workers in the country's textile industry renewed their strikes on Wednesday. Workers have also walked off their jobs in other industries, including transportation and banking. Banks remain closed across the country and are expected to be closed on Thursday, the end of the Egyptian business week. Hundreds of pro-government demonstrators marched and chanted in the streets of the Libyan capital of Tripoli and the coastal port city of Benghazi. The demonstrations follow reports in the Libyan press of disturbances by anti-government protesters on Tuesday. Edward Urania reports for VOA from Cairo.
Libyan government TV showed large crowds of mostly young supporters of Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Many were carrying banners, signs, and portraits of the colonel as they chanted slogans in his favor. The TV indicated the demonstrations were taking place all across the country. Supporters at one large rally denounced Qatar-based Al Jazeera TV, calling it despicable. The Libyan press has attacked Al Jazeera TV in recent weeks for what it calls biased coverage during popular demonstrations that toppled the veteran rulers of both Tunisia and Egypt. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, thousands of Bahrainis are holding a third day of anti-government demonstrations in the capital of Manama, where many of them joined a funeral for a second protester shot dead by police the day before. At least 2,000 mostly Shiite activists occupied the city's Pearl Square Wednesday after setting up a tent camp Tuesday and spending a first night in the open. The protest site mirrors the occupation of a Cairo square by Egyptian activists who ousted their president last week. Meanwhile, hundreds of Iraqis have stormed provincial government buildings in their eastern city of Kut in a protest against the poor quality of public services, triggering clashes with security forces that killed one person. More than 2,000 people joined the protest on Wednesday, calling for the ouster of corrupt officials. The United Nations says Asia-Pacific governments are legally obstructing the rights of people living with HIV, as well as those at higher risk of becoming infected. VOA's Daniel Scharf explains from Bangkok.
The United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS says 90% of countries in the Asia-Pacific region have laws and practices that act as barriers to HIV prevention and treatment. 19 countries still criminalize same-sex relations. Many Asian nations also outlaw sex workers and punish drug addicts rather than focusing on sex education and drug treatment. The head of UNAIDS, Michelle Sidi Bey, said those laws lead to increasing numbers of HIV infections and need to be changed.
To make laws not just punitive, but make laws protecting people.
AIDS experts, policymakers, and activists gathered in Bangkok Wednesday for the first in a series of regional dialogues debating legal and social restrictions to HIV prevention and treatment. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.
U.S. stock market indexes rose in Wednesday's early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 0.3%, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq gained around 0.4%. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.